This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on August 24th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the best deal and good customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 big hours to forget what's going on with the rest of the world and just have a good time with Monday Night Trivia. And we have a straggler question. And I see I already have Donna in Oak Lawn ready to guess it. So I just hope I remember the right one. I know, I miss Carol so much. God, it's a year this week that she's been gone. And certainly my show prep has never been the same. All right, so we'll see if we can muddle through it here. And if this isn't the question, I'm sure that that Donna's going to tell me. So what do we have? Zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure. They hoped to increase mating. Well, it didn't work. But observers noted that the apes favored 3 categories of programming. The first, indeed, was love scenes, even though it didn't spur them into any action themselves. But I want to know, what were the next 2? Name either one of them. All right, so that's my question. I know, clear as mud. Got 11 bumper stumpers, as usual. I think they're fine songs, and we'll see if you recognize any of them, but I haven't played any yet, so I don't expect a response on that. And when all else fails, pick your own category because everybody is good at something. So just strut your stuff. 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh is going to take us to Donna in Oak Lawn. So Donna, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I knew ahead of time what the question was, so this whole week I've been making a list and checking it twice.
Oh, good.
I got 22 items, so you're going to be hearing a lot from me tonight.
Okay, well, 6 at a time, and the interesting thing is I guess I got the question right.
I sure hope that I've got the answer right.
We're going to find out.
Yes, indeedy. The first one that I guessed is sports.
Well, you can't really go there because that's too many things.
Okay, how about wrestling?
No.
Okay, football?
No.
Soccer?
No.
Let's see, what's the other one? I can't read my handwriting. Rugby?
No.
Okay, how about weather?
No. That's interesting. I'd love to see them watch that.
Soap operas?
Nope.
Okay, well that's 6. I will call you back.
And I'm counting on it. All right. Thanks, Donna. Okay, good. Yes, indeed. So there's two categories that the apes went ape over. And I'm sorry. And yeah, in addition to the love scenes, which did not spur them on to love action. Oh, well. 888-876-5593. That will take us, as usual, to Billy Bob and Bourbon A. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello there. I'm an 11-time caller.
All right.
Thank you for getting my Beagle request there last Tuesday night. Well, it would have been Wednesday morning around 12:30 there.
Good. Good. Glad you heard.
Thank you. And then I got 2 requests if you got your paper ready.
Yes, I absolutely do. I'm prepared. What you got?
I may have requested this one, Color My World by Petula Clark.
Okay.
You ever look on that one up?
Yeah. No, but I'll play it for you.
And then I
think there's something wrong with that title, but I'm not sure, because I was thinking of Color My World by Chicago, different song, obviously. So I'm not sure what we've got. I'll have to
figure out. There's something wrong about color, just Color My World, is how it goes with the Tulip version.
Huh.
If you look it up, they'll be in there, I bet you, under that Color That World.
Yeah, okay, like 1967-ish. I'll find it.
And then the other end of the spectrum, I want Matchbox by Marlon Perkins.
Okay. Carl Perkins.
Oh, I mean Carl Perkins. Yeah, Marlon Perkins. He was on
he was on TV.
Mutual Omaha. Yeah. Right.
Wild Kingdom or something. Well, we have a question about gorillas, so why not? All right. Carl Perkins and Matchbox and Color My World, Pet Clark. You got it. So we're going to do charts, are we?
Yes, ma'am.
And what week?
Well, this one, I guess, in August 24th, 1966, for a year.
Okay, I can give you August 20th or August
27th. That'll work.
All right. Number one, Summer in the City.
Oh, boy, yeah. The Love and Spoonful.
Number two, Sunny.
Something, Ed.
Yeah,
Bobby
that's
Hebb.
Yes, Bobby Hebb is absolutely right. Number three, it's a remake, See You in September.
Oh, yeah, it's one of them groups.
Well, yes, it is a group. Hebb. It was on BT. It was on BT Puppy Records.
Yeah, I ain't going to get it. All I can think of is Four Seasons, but it ain't them.
No, it isn't them. Well, even if you could do the original See You in September, I'd be impressed. But this was The Happenings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I forgot
the 45 now that you mention it.
How about that? Number four, Little Red Riding Hood.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Yes. Number five, Sunshine Superman.
Oh, yeah. The guy that did Mellow Yellow there.
Yeah, right, exactly. One name, what is it?
I got it. My line is going blank.
Oh, no.
I'll say
no, Donovan.
I'll say Keith. That's one name.
Donovan. All right. Number six, Wild Thing.
The Troggs.
Yes. Number seven, You Can't Hurry Love.
Well, it ain't Phil Collins. It'll say the Supreme.
Yes, that would be number eight, Yellow Submarine.
The Beatles.
Number nine, I Couldn't Live Without Your Love.
I'm stumped.
Now I know you're really mine. Got to have you all the time. You got it. You got it. If you know Color My World, you got to know this.
Well, play it for me, then maybe I'll get it that way.
Oh, God. All right, yeah.
I mean, don't play it then. I'll just take it.
No. I'll play it. You'll...
I went for the Golden Sombrero tonight. I'm striking out four times already.
Well, no, you only get to have three wrong, and you haven't done that yet, I don't think. Of course, I can't count, so that could be a problem.
I know. I missed at least two.
Yeah, I know you missed two. Okay, here you go. And you'll get it, of course. And you'll see why I said, how could you not know, given your request.
Well, it must be Petula Clark.
Yes, it is.
It still doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, well, top 10 record. All right.
That's a long introduction.
You're the only one that I
A shoulder there. Good one.
All
right. I don't know if you care for it.
And it's fine. Number 10, Summertime.
That Jerry, that Mungo Jerry?
No, that's In the Summertime. That would be 1970, Summertime. No, this is 1966. Obviously, it's a remake. It was on Chess.
Oh, you mean Summertime? Okay. Is that one where they go?
Yes, he trills.
Yeah, but I can't remember.
He
I can't remember who it is.
Anyone else? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Billy Stewart.
I wouldn't have got that.
All right. we will. I think you got actually. Let's see what you got here. You didn't get to see you in September. You didn't get Sunshine Superman, which was a surprise to me. And yeah, all right. So I think that you're in the threshold of passing. So hold on, don't go away.
Hey, what was that one with Donovan about a snail in the garden? Do you ever remember that one? First there is a garden, then there is a garden.
No.
Well, anyway, get rid of Color My World if you don't like, and put that one in there then.
Really? All right, let me write that down, because I'll definitely forget that. All right.
Or do what you want. That's what's great about America.
Talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so add to Billy Bob Stash. As we continue, I think I just hung up on me and not him. It's going to be a fine night, I can tell. All right, we'll be getting some Beatles trivia, actually, with Barry, who is our Beatles savant, that's for sure. We got Jim and Blackwood. Oh, good, Jim, 1960 charts. Yay. But Donna called back with another half dozen guesses on our question. Now, if you have some guesses, certainly, by all means, let us know what they are. Zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure. They hoped to increase mating. It did not work. But observers noted that the apes favored three categories of programming. The first, indeed, was love scenes, even though it didn't spur them into action. What were the next two? Name either one of them. All right, so we're going to have Donna take another half dozen guesses, because she's been thinking about this all week. So, all right, Donna, what you got?
Okay, Riley. How about Westerns?
Nope.
News shows?
Nope.
Pet shows?
Nope.
Kids shows?
Nope.
House renovations?
Nope.
Music?
Nope.
Let's see, how late is that?
It's probably six.
Yep, I think so.
All right, try again. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah, okay. Sooner or later, hopefully. So, yes, two categories of programming. The apes loved the love scenes, even though they didn't emulate them. But there were two others in their specific categories. All right. That's why I ruled out sports. Maybe you could consider these sports, but I don't want to give you that clue because I think I'm waltzing you down the path of no return. I really don't know if these are sports or not. But obviously that rules out a lot of things that we do know are not sports, like a home renovation. Right. All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh, your first bumper stumper and a wonderful song. And I'll tell you more about it when we play it. 1959 Chess, by the way. Maybe that's all you need to know. We'll see how you do. And then we'll get to Barry and his Beatles and Jim and his charts. And there's room for you tonight right here on WGN Radio.
One, two, one, two, three.
Then we are through and you go away for a day or two.
20 and a 30 and a 40 and a 50 and a 60 seconds a minute I'm thinking of you.
If you love me like I love you, what a merry, merry world this would be to me. What a merry, merry world this would be.
Love you like you mean it. Love is something you shouldn't miss the way it looks to me like you don't even know
how to get ready for a kiss.
Gosh, oh my golly, gee, why will it cause
I wish you wouldn't treat me, you're so doggone cold.
Come close to me, cause I want you to see. And don't be afraid if you get a funny feeling, darling. Don't be afraid to love. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. James. All right, a B-side of a flop. You usually don't even see it on the group's discography, but it's there, and I thought it was just a terrific song all the way around. And composed co-writer, Berry Gordy Jr. Yeah, all right. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. Let's get more of Donna's guesses. All right, so, well, again, if you're just joining us on Monday Night Trivia, we have a straggler from last week. It will be revealed at the end of the night if Donna runs out of guesses. But something tells me maybe eventually she'll get this. Zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure. They hoped to increase mating, and it didn't work. But observers noted that the apes favored three categories of programming. The first, indeed, was love scenes, even though it didn't spur them into any action. But what were the next two? Name one of them. All right, so that's the question, and 888-876-5593 is the phone number. So, all right, Donna, what do you think?
I'm guessing music shows.
Nope.
Dancing shows?
Nope.
Game shows?
Nope.
Okay, how about jewelry shows?
No.
Shopping shows?
No.
Exercise shows?
That's interesting. No, but you're closer than you were with others.
Ooh. Do you think it might be yoga shows?
Nope, it isn't. So there's your half dozen. You think about it. You call me back.
I'll do that. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. And the other one's not even remotely in that category. But all right. So we'll limit it sooner or later. Now let's see. Our Beatles question? Oh, indeed. Barry in New Hampshire, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How's it going?
All right. How about Richard Simmons, Dancing to the Oldies?
No, oh, that's funny. No. Yeah, I could see the resemblance, but no. All right. At the very end of the UK pressing of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club, the band added something. What was it?
Dog whistle, or a whistle for the dolly dogs could hear.
You're absolutely right. A high-frequency 15 kilohertz tone, completely inaudible to you and me, but guaranteed to drive dogs wild. I have no information on whether it worked, so I never got any feedback on that. Do you know?
No, I think Paul put it on there because he had a dog named Martha.
Yeah, right. But I'm curious whether in fact the dogs did react to it, because I never saw an article on that. I saw a lot about they added it, but then I never heard the dog's point of view.
Yeah, no, I never. No. I'm not sure.
Well, you're a winner. You knew. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. It's just that simple. So, all right. We're going to do, let's see if we can, before the news, get some more of Donna's guesses. All right. Six more coming up. What are they?
Boy shows.
No.
Cop shows?
No.
Okay. Court shows?
No.
Rin Tin Tin type shows?
Dog shows? No.
Fishing shows?
No.
Oh, my. Okay. That's what I was using.
You got one more.
Okay, medical shows.
No, oh God, I hope not. No, oh God,
okay,
yeah,
I'll
yeah, that
call
would,
you back.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. Yes, yes. If the apes were particularly interested in physician journals, television, or something, you know, like years ago, it was at Court TV or one of those, they would sell out their Sunday programming for physician's journal television. And one year, I learned of brain surgery. Of course, it's much easier to do when you know you're never actually going to be practicing this, but fascinating stuff. All right, so we'll get to Jim in Blackwood, New Jersey with the 1960 charts, and there's room for you too on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio. Tender, and the soap powder costs too much. the flip side of her first single. She had two on Gator. Yeah, that tells you there's a New Orleans connection there. Who else was on Gator? Yeah, nobody outside of that area for sure. Well, the bottom line is, after recording a couple of great records in the early 70s like that, she became an evangelist and sadly has been gone now about 5 years. But yeah, turned to Bible instructing and preaching and teaching and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, but I thought Wash and Wear Love was a terrific song. Nonetheless, she's, like I say, no longer with us, and that was a shame. All right, so who is she? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. All right, so Billy Bob wants to guess. So then we'll get to Mike on his charts, and Jim and Blackwood on his charts first, and then Mike and his charts. And there's room for you, too, on whatever category you want, or maybe you know that song. All right, it's Monday Night Trivia, so something for everybody. Now, with that in mind, let's see about our question. If you're just joining us, you know we have the straggler, and it'll be revealed at the end of the night tonight if you don't get it. Zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure. They hoped they'd increase mating. It did not work. But observers noted that the apes favored three categories of programming. The first indeed was love songs, even though it didn't spur them into any action. What were the next two? Name either one. All right, so Billy Bob's going to take some guesses. All right, Billy Bob, what do you think?
I'm switching over to the song. Was that Mavis Staple?
No. Not a chance.
Sounds like her.
Ah, not a chance. All right, well, thanks.
Okay,
well, appreciate it.
My six plays, I got six guesses, too.
Oh, you do? All right, so go for it.
Is it the Andy Griffith Show?
No.
Besmirched? You know that one about the witches there with Elizabeth Montgomery?
Bewitched? No, it's not Bewitched.
No, it's no situation comedy.
No, it's a category, so we'll rule out sitcoms.
How about game shows?
No, not game shows.
You're the last one, I bet I got it. Cooking shows.
No. Oh, God, I'd love to see that.
You know, like the Gallup and Gourmet. And
yeah.
Julia. Okay.
Thanks
have
for calling. Appreciate it. Yes, the apes go crazy for Julia Child, don't you know? Yes, plump chicken breasts. All right, never mind. Let's see. Jim and Blackwood, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. For the last call, my previous call, they were talking about the British version of the Sergeant Pepper. Was that A Day in the Life? They had the extra 10, 15 seconds over there?
Maybe. I have no idea. And I have no idea if the dogs reacted.
Okay. Because I remember when the late Bob Charger, he had a Sunday morning Sunday morning Beatles brunch for the Beatles show in Philly.
Yes.
And he played that one time, and I thought, and it was only available over in the UK. Now, he never went over there, but when I did, I picked him up a Christmas present, went to a secondhand vinyl shop and got him a British copy of Magical Mystery Tour.
Ah.
Over there, that was a double EP, not an LP.
Okay.
But I thought that was my thing. And also yesterday, I happened to catch on the CBS Morning News, they did a feature about the famous picture taken in Harlem of the jazz musicians on the stoops of a roundhouse there.
Uh-huh.
They said there's only one surviving musician still left nowadays.
And who is that?
I don't get his name there, but somebody. But you see that picture, haven't you?
I don't think so.
Oh, that was... Yeah, that somebody got about maybe 100 some musicians from in Harlem, and they just took their picture or something there, and it's I think it's in the Smithsonian like that. So.
Okay.
But if you're not familiar with that, I'll go on from there.
I'm curious, though, out of 100 musicians, who's still with us?
Yeah, it was like 1958. So that was back in the day.
All right. I'm trying to find out. Okay, Sonny Rollins. is the only one. And the picture was called A Great Day in Harlem. It was a jazz photograph. Art Kane took the picture at 17 East 126th Street. And there was actually 57 jazz legends gathered on a brownstone stoop for Esquire magazine. The last survivor was Sonny Rollins.
Mm. I think they have a historical plaque on the street there now for to mention that. But I got thinking maybe they somebody that said, hey, we got to start preserving jazz history. I just wonder, when it comes to rock and roll, do you think Bill Drake was the first to preserve it with his History of Rock and Roll special in 1969?
You know, I don't know that that's true as far as that goes. And, you know, also, I wouldn't necessarily call that real preservation. A friend of mine wrote it, Nikki Wine, but who's no longer with us.
She was with Casey Kasem, too, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. She wrote more American Top 40s than anyone I knew, and she was there until the latter 70s.
So,
mid-70s. Yes,
but that was, just remember that, so... Anyway, we're trying this week in 1960.
All right, let's do it to it. So, 1960, this week, here we go. Number one, It's Now or Never.
Elvis.
Number two, Walk, Don't Run.
The Ventures.
Number three, The Twist.
First number one by Chevy Checker.
Yep.
We'll get to you later.
Number four, I'm Sorry.
Brenda Lee.
Yep. Number five, Nel Blue, De Pinto de Blue.
Domenico Modugno.
You know, I would think so too, but it actually says Bobby Rydell, and as far as I knew, that
right,
no, but wait, but that Bobby Rydell record, and I had that too on Cameo. I just thought said Volare.
That's what he's saying. And Modugno was like 1958.
On like Decca or something, Domenico Modugno, but. I gotta look for a picture of this Bobby Rydell record, because I always thought of that just as being called Volare. And of course, Domenico, of course, Nel Blue, De Pinto de Blue.
That picture, you're talking about a 45 sleeve?
Yeah, I'll take the sleeve or the piece of vinyl, which I've got here. So let's see. So I've got both. Here we go. Okay, I'm looking for a 45. Let's see. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture sleeve, and the picture sleeve just says Volare. Nothing else. I'm looking at the record, the Cameo record, and I knew this. I just knew this. It just says Volare.
And not even a picture of Bobby?
Well, no, on the picture sleeve, of course, Bobby Rydell, and, you know, a picture of him, and the flip side is I Do It Again, and the A side is Volare, you know, and...
Back then, they just had, Cameo Park, we just had the pictures of the artists, so like Bobby Rydell.
Yeah.
For example, Wild Wood Days, they would have had a picture of him on the boardwalk.
Well, yeah, they didn't go that far, you know, I mean, come on, this was pretty down and dirty. They got their publicity shot, slapped it on a 45, and that was it. But all I'm saying is that Billboard listed this Nel Blue, De Pinto de Blue, and it's not. It's Volare, and only Volare on the record. Obviously, it's the Domenico Modugno record, but all right. Well, anyway, you would know. Number six. Oh, God. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
number one record, too.
It was on Cap.
Get somebody's senior moments here. That's
you can do it.
I seen him in concert too.
He later was on Liberty. Snuff Garrett produced some really nice stuff for him. You can do this, I know.
That's the
Snuff Garrett, the biggest hit that Snuff Garrett produced for him was The Joker Went Wild. Although I loved 3,000 Miles, that was my favorite. Trying to think of what else I can tell you about this guy.
Give me his initials, maybe I can do it.
I'm trying to think if I can give you something other than that. Let's see. But initials, sure, BH.
Oh, Brian Hyland.
Yep, Brian Hyland it is. Number seven, Finger Poppin' Time. You can do this. I know you can.
He wrote The Twist.
That's right, which was number three this week. So number seven was his group doing Finger Poppin' Time. Don't you know?
I got to get those up.
On King. You're right. Oh, God. I don't know. On King.
Okay, that was...
And of course, he was famous for, you know, the Annie trilogy.
And his but his biggest little, it was kind of a Rochelle. They were so controversial. His only big success was Finger Poppin' Time in the mainstream.
Well, the reason Finger Poppin' Time was big is because Dick Clark knew that he had to pay him back for what he did to him with the twist.
Yeah, but he got in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Chubby did.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And of course, he wrote the twist, so he did. Well, King willing, he made some money on it, I hope. Sid Nathan, I'm not sure. Well, you know, he was due the royalties, whether he got them or not, I don't know. But nonetheless, you can do this. And you know, when I say the Annie trilogy, come on, work with me, Annie. You know who this is.
What's his initials? Can you do that again?
Okay, here we go. This would be, instead of BH, it's HB.
Oh.
Oh, man, this is not your night. I know you know these. I know you know these so well.
In cricket turn, it's not Buddy Holly's group.
No, it's a Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, number 8, Mission Bell.
Donnybrook.
Absolutely. On Era. Number 9, Only the Lonely.
Roy Orbison.
And number 10, In My Little Corner of the World. On Carlton.
Anita Bryant.
Yes, absolutely right. All right. Well, you got enough of them to be right. So good to talk to you. Don't go away and feel better. All right.
Okay.
So there you have Jim in Blackwood, and I know he knows this stuff. Yeah, like the back of his hand. So it's terrible when the mind just fails you like that, and it does to me a lot too, so you're not alone, Jim, trust me. Mike in Elmwood Park, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Wally.
How's it going?
Okay.
We're going to do 1966?
Yes, we are.
All right, this week? This week in 1966?
Yeah, okay. This week. Okay, sure.
All right. Number 1, Summer in the City.
You know,
I think we just did this week with our buddy Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. So kind of it's the same 10 records. Kind of unfair that we do that. Now we can pick another week in 1966, different time of the year.
It's up to you. I mean, I'm okay with it.
All right, we're gonna go with January 29th. You ready?
Yeah.
Number 1, We Can Work It Out.
We can work it out. Stevie Wonder.
The Beatles.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Beatles.
Yeah.
Beatles.
Number 2, Barbara Ann. It's a remake.
Beach Boys.
Yes. Number 3, She's Just My Style.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Number 4, No Matter What Shape Your Stomach Is In.
T-Bones.
Yes. Number 5, 5 o'clock World.
Vogues.
Yes. Number 6, As Tears Go By.
Marianne Faithfull. Rolling Stones.
Yes.
They did it too.
Yes, they did, and that was it. Number 7, The Men in My Little Girl's Life.
Mike Douglas.
Yes. Number 8, A Must to Avoid.
Herman's Hermits.
Number 9, My Love.
My Love. That one you got me.
My Love Is Warmer Than...
Oh, wait a minute. No, put Tua.
Yeah. There you go. Number 10, Jenny Take a Ride. Jenny.
Mitch Ryder and Detroit Wheels.
All right, you did it. You got all 10. Hang on. Don't go away. You're a winner. All right.
Okay.
Excellent. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. We'll get some more guesses here in a moment on our straggler question, which is revealed at the end of the night tonight if you don't get it. And we'll have another bumper stumper coming up in minutes right here on WGN Radio.
I love only you. I love only you.
So who are they? They're on the JC label. Got anything else on that? There's a Beverly Hills, California label for about a minute and a half. So California group. Are they the same as a group with the same name? That's often a discussion. I'll leave it to you to decide. But who are they? 888-876-5593. That would be 1959. Don't you know? All right. So now we have Jim in Chicago. He's going to guess on our zookeeper question. Well, actually, on our ape question. Here's the deal. Zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure they hoped to increase mating. It did not work. But observers noted the apes favored these three categories of programming. The first one, indeed, was love scene, even though it didn't spur them to anything like action. But what were the other two? Name any one of them. All right, so Jim in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Happy Monday, Raleigh.
Yes, indeed. So what do you think?
I only have two guesses, boxing or wrestling.
Oh, those are great guesses. Neither of them are right, but they're great guesses.
All right, that's it. I'll think some more.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot closer than cooking. If it was cooking, I'd really worry. Cooking and medical. No, no. All right, so 888-876-5593. We've got Gary in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Gary.
Well, hey, Riley, I got a quick guess on the trivia question.
Oh, good.
Three Stooges.
No, you know, that makes so much sense. They'd think they were watching themselves, but that's not it.
Yeah, well, yeah. When you said exercise, you know, I thought, well, that's kind of physical.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, true. Exactly.
I got that from.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. It's a nice guess. It's just not right.
All right. Yeah, well, you know, hey, not the first time.
Yeah, you're
it
not
won't be the last.
Yeah, so. Not alone there. All right, so we're going to do the week of August 27th, 1961. Is that what you're telling me?
Sure, might as well.
All right.
Just a young child of seven.
Oh, okay. All right. Impressionable. Just you and your radio. You'll remember them all. Number one.
Me and my radio. Yeah.
Tossing and Turning.
Bobby Lewis.
Yes. Number two, Wooden Heart.
Joe Dowell.
Yeah. Number three, Michael.
The Highwayman.
Yes. Number four, Last Night.
The Marquise.
Yes. Number five, I Like It Like That.
Chris Kenner.
Yes. Number five, You Don't Know What You Got Until You Lose It.
Oh, I know I should know this. It's not, I don't think it's William Bell.
No. It's a Chicago. It's a Chicago act.
Yeah.
Died in 1984.
I know it.
Oh, you know it. Yeah. Sounds a lot like Elvis.
Is it Ralph Donner?
Yes, absolutely right. All right, number seven, Pretty Little Angel Eyes.
Curtis Lee.
Yes. I think the best production that Phil Spector ever had, as far as I'm concerned.
I like that song.
Childhood
song.
Yeah, it's a wonderful song. And, you know, when we were in Yuma, I, of course, dragged John to his gravesite. And sure enough, right on his tombstone, there's a picture of the Dunes record etched into the tombstone. Number eight, Dum Dum. A Diddly Dum.
Oh, I don't think that's Brenda Lee.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Dum Dum, A Diddly Dum. Yes, Number nine, Let's Twist Again.
Chubby Checker.
And number 10, School Is Out.
Gary U.S. Bond.
Absolutely right. All right. Well, as usual, you're a winner. Number 11 was Don't Bet Money, Honey.
That I don't know.
Well, that was just for extra credit. That was Linda Scott. Hold on. Don't go away. You are a winner.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
so
great.
We'll pick it up there. We have two more hours of Monday Night Trivia. Our gorilla question remains. It'll be revealed at the end of the night if you don't get it. So try to get it. You can have your own category. There's another bumper stumper coming up that's very delicious. But even if you don't recognize that, pick something you know, like Shane, who's driving and taking me for a ride. I love to ride. We're going to do some MASH trivia coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they as far as that goes? Got a label in a year for you. It was on Lawn, 1960. So 888-876-5593. Now, we have a straggler, and if you don't get it at the end of tonight, I reveal it. And you've got plenty of chances here. Zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure. They hoped to increase mating, and it didn't work. But observers noted the apes favored three categories of programming. The first, indeed, was love scenes, even though it didn't spur them into action. What were the next two? Name either one, 888-876-5593. So now you got bumper stumpers, you got my question, but best of all, you've got your own categories. Everybody knows something about something, and Shane knows about MASH. Shane is taking me to Milwaukee, no doubt. How's it going, Shane?
How are you, Raleigh?
All right. Weather okay tonight?
Hey, can I? Oh, it's nice and clear.
Oh, good.
Perfect weather tonight.
Good.
In the low 60s. Comfortable.
Yeah. All right.
Can I take a couple guesses on that straggler?
I don't see why not.
My first guess, I know they're intriguing. So magic shows?
Nope. What else you got?
Probably the grill's going to get a kick out of us. How about, like, the funniest videos for people?
Nope.
And how about the TV show Cops?
Nope.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, good choices, one and all, but not right. So here, you get all the MASH questions right. You just always do. So who was the only series regular who was not replaced after leaving the show?
I think you asked me this one before. Oh. Radar.
Yes, it is Radar. Very good. Very good. Well, if I forgot, that's fine. That's your gain. We'll ask you something else next week, hopefully. All right, hang on. Don't go away, and thanks for taking me along for the ride.
Thanks, Raleigh. So, have a good night.
You too. So, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And we've got Don. Don is in Beloit. Don, what's happening tonight?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm all right. Just tell me what's going on.
Hey, my big team of all my favorite teams, my team in Aurora, Naperville, we won our big championship, this thing called the Chelios Cup last night. It was really fun, this adult league.
Well, good.
That was fun.
How many injuries?
I actually was gonna, but now that you mention it, I did get smashed at the very end and knocked down really violently. I know that's not what adult league is all about. It sometimes you just irritate people, I guess. So, but I was no harm. I'm fine.
Okay, good.
Tonight was the last night of the Loves Park League, and I wanted to mention, you and I have talked about this many times, but I took a good look at where the Rockford Speedway used to be.
Yes.
And it was so much fun to watch, you know, the last season of that and everything. But it, Raleigh, we always were wondering, like, what the heck is going to go get built here, you know? And what is it? It's so ugly. It's one of those auto parts stores and one of those mega car washes with, like, three dozen vacuum stations.
Yeah.
I kind of a dumb location to put one in, if you ask me. I live by a bunch of them. And so that was kind of weird, and it's so ugly looking. I just thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah. What about little kiddie shows, like little children's shows?
Nope. What else you got?
Underwater?
Nope.
Documentaries?
Keep going.
Oh, you got to go with stand-up comedy.
No.
I'm laughing, sorry. Financial shows, like showing, you know.
Financial shows? No.
Yeah, financial.
No.
How about art programming? Art shows that show artists doing goofy still lifes?
Okay. No.
Well, Raleigh, your gorillas stumped me.
All right. Well, so we'll talk about the Battle of Britain, which, you know, I'm going to run out of things. But we've talked, of course, about all the different air battles and all the different pilots.
You've been doing great. I love your questions that you've been giving me on those. Yeah, the one last week was really great.
Well, let's see. I don't know if I've asked you this or not, but actually the highest scoring pilot of the campaign Do you know who he was? And I'll take it with, and if you can otherwise tell me exactly where he was from.
Are we, that's good. Can I get a hint? Was it a night fighter squadron guy?
I know that he claims 17 enemy aircraft. That's about the most I can tell you.
I think we got to go back to, it's one of two people I can think of. How about, it's got to be a Pole, or no, a Czech in the 303 squadron.
You're absolutely right, Joseph Frankstek, a Czech with the 303 Polish fighter squadron. So, yes.
Wow.
Yes, a Czech ace. So there you have it. 17 enemy aircraft.
Wow. That's like, of course, this is just for the listening public, it's just like a 13-14 week campaign. It's not like you got all these in the war. This is just fighting for your lives in the Battle of Britain kind of.
Yeah, it was absolutely. It was a moment in time, so to speak, and we'll ask you another question about that moment in time next week.
Could you write down three? I haven't given any musical requests, but could you maybe write down some for
me? What you got?
How about I'm looking at my notes. How about The Dark End of the Street by James Carr?
Okay.
That was written by that Dan Penn and Chip
right.
Moman at a during a poker game.
Yep.
Pretty funny. This woman is so amazing. Grooving the Blues by Viola Wells, that Miss Rhapsody she was called from Newark, New Jersey, was born in 1902.
Okay.
Grooving the Blues by Miss Rhapsody.
All right.
How about that? That's All You Gotta Do by Brenda Lee.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well,
listen,
I'll talk to you this week, and thank you so much for doing what you do.
All right. Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Monday Night Trivia is a strange animal in that it usually is. We always have absolutely no lines open or all of them open. Well, the latter is almost the case now. Not entirely, but I easily got five lines available for your call, and now's the time to make it. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. You can either try my trivia question, the gorilla question. I can review if you need be, but I think you know it by now. If you don't like the gorilla question, maybe you know a bumper stumper. And when you don't know a bumper stumper, that's when it gets really good because you can pick your own category, and I guarantee you everybody is an expert at something. So let me know what it is, and we'll pick it up there. Otherwise, we'll hear another episode of 2020 News, which is always a lot of fun, coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so there you have it. I thought she was a wonderful Detroit girl, but that record actually was American Arts, which was a Pittsburgh label in 1964. That was a B-side, and I thought it was just wonderful. So who is she? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Now, John in Covington wants his All in the Family trivia, and I am here to deliver. So, hello, John.
Hey, Raleigh. Before we do this, I'm just going to tell you real quick. I know I'll get out of it because we've been married 43 years, but I know I'm in the doghouse with my wife because I taught my 6-year-old grandson how to do the dead man float over the weekend.
Well, now why is that a problem?
Oh, well, she sees him doing it, and it's like, that's my, oh, you didn't tell me you were going to do that. That's my grandbaby, and I'm just telling you the truth.
All right. Well, she'll get over it.
Yes, she will. Yes, she will.
Okay, so there are a lot of firsts on All in the Family, to say the least. But one of the firsts was a sound effect. It was the first time it had ever been heard on television. What was it? I should say on American primetime television. For all I know, it was on. For all I know, Bob Shreve did it. But
want to see Chickie a little longer? Yeah.
So, what do you think?
Oh boy, let's see. First sound effect. Oh, would it have been a bomb blast?
It would be a toilet flush.
Yes. Yes, that is right. All right, Raleigh.
All right, talk to you later. Thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Now, oh, good, we've got some folks who are going to guess on my trivia question. Now, zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure. They hoped to increase mating. It didn't work, but observer noted that the apes favored three categories of programming in particular. The first, indeed, was love songs, even though it didn't spur in any action. What were the next two? Name one of them. Yes, the apes were spellbound over these next two categories. What would they be? All right, so 888-876-5593. Sully is in Wheeler, Indiana. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi there, Raleigh. How are you doing tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Is it TV talk shows?
No, it is not.
News?
Nope.
Basketball?
Nope. That makes sense, though. But no.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, if you think of something else, call me back. All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Don called back from Beloit. He's got some guesses. All right. So what do you think, Don?
How about like science fiction, sci-fi shows?
No.
I think I know which one it is. I think it's cartoons.
No, it's not.
Oh, like I was going for like the Flintstones,
right?
Funny Roadrunner.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Or, wow, darn. What about? We got one more guess. What about movie dramas?
No.
Gosh, this is very intriguing, Raleigh, because usually I can think like Raleigh is how I try to approach this.
Okay. Huh. I'm waiting.
And it's not like your daily, like a Tai Chi thing in the morning or something.
No.
Morning yoga?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just thought I'd call back and try to get you.
Well, if you think of something else, call me again. Yep. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Yes, if you were an ape, what would you want to watch? And we've decided it's not cooking and it's not medical. It's not news either. But it is specific programming. And obviously, I won't say there has to be a visual to it. I'm not sure that I'd go there. But well, I'll confuse you if I go any further. So instead, I'll go to Linda in Richland Park, wants 2.5 men. So Linda in Richland Park, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how you feeling?
I feel pretty good. My phone gives me a lot of trouble. It's like, you cut off from the conversation. I hope we don't do while we're talking. So I decided to just give you a call.
Glad you did.
Say hello to you guys. Say hello to you guys and maybe play one of the games. I figured it's 2.5 minutes, Jill. Maybe you can ask me a question. Maybe I can remember everything I used to.
Wow. Okay. Well, when Candy was singing Christmas carols on Charlie's piano, to what tune was she singing the songs?
What tune was she singing?
Yeah, she was singing all these songs to the same tune. Frosty the Snowman, Jingle Bells, and Silent Night, but she was singing it all to the same tune.
You mean the same tune?
Yeah.
I mean, like in C or like in D, something like that?
Well, like a song. In other words, the melody was one song, even though the words were the Christmas carols.
Oh, you got me on that one.
Well, every Christmas carol that Candy sang was to the tune of Heart and Soul.
Oh, my God. I would never remember that one.
Yeah, it was painful. All right, well, we'll try another one later.
Yeah, and could I ask you to play a song for me?
What?
When you get a chance, could I get you to play a song for me when you get a chance?
Yeah, sure, what you got?
Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It?
Yes.
And I Like You Better Be Good to Me, and The Bush.
All right, we'll do it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, my call.
Appreciate it, always.
Bye now.
Okay, all right, so after the news, we're going to hear from Stan in Dearborn, who knows all the bumpers. There's another one coming up that I'm sure he'll know. And plenty of room for you, too. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio. Something about them, that's something more than I do, that's for sure. And I'll bet you that Stan and Dearborn might. So let's find out. So Stan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
What's up?
Well, I had to call in early today. I've got had an early appointment this morning. And last week I had an early appointment the next day. In fact, all week I had an early appointment. But
that's terrible.
I figured I better call in now before I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know anything more about the Jokers.
Yeah, the Jokers, exactly. And I don't either, and apparently neither does anybody else. Now, someone said that one of the Cadillacs was involved with them, but hell, there are enough of the Cadillacs that they could have been involved with anybody.
Yeah, there were. And I was calling for the first song.
That was a
fine tune you played.
Yeah.
Don't Be Afraid of Love.
Yes.
And, of course, that was by the Moon Glows.
Yes.
And we used to play the flip side of that 12 months of the year.
Okay.
Between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a seasonal song.
Yeah.
So we tried to apply it as a seasonal song anyway.
Yeah, it's a wonderful song.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, indeed. So
as far as I'm concerned, anything by the Moon Glows is a fine tune.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true. I don't think I'd find many exceptions to that either. So yeah, Harvey Fuqua and Berry Gordy wrote it, and I thought it was a great B-side. All right.
Yeah, I think Billy Davis was in on that one too, I think.
Oh, really? Roquel, all right.
Yeah.
What was his mother thinking? Anyway, so what do we have next?
Oh, I only know one other one, I think, by the Marathons.
Yes.
Don't know why.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Are these the same Marathons that did Peanut Butter?
I believe so. They're from California. It's on the same JC label as Charlena.
Right.
So I was thinking that the same Marathons, I would
right.
believe.
And of course,
I have no other... We should have Steve Probst when he was on.
Oh, that's right. You're absolutely right. But I assume they are, too. But I didn't know. Like, I knew the Marathons on RV and things like that. But I did not know that. They were also, you know, they were the Marathons because they were also recording as the Vibrations, if you remember at the time. And,
A lot of names they had.
Right. Well, that was the deal, the label deal, where they did something on Chess, and yeah, exactly. So it was a mess all the way around. So
they had Thurston and Harris coming in and out of the
right,
group.
Right.
The Limelighters and geez, I had the Four After Fives. They were called, and they had about three other
right.
different names. I can't recall. They were on Federal. They were on. Geez, bunch of labels.
They were on a bunch of labels. Of course, Western Movie was on Demon, the highest in Phi. And then, of course, RV. It was Bluebell. Oh, gosh, there were others. But, I wondered about that because when I see them, like a Discos or one of those, I see them as listed as a different group. And I'm like, they can't be a different group. They just can't be, you know. They're on Tri-Disc. I'm trying to think of what else, but Loma, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mirrorwood, you know, there were all California, you know, basically. So we'll assume they're the same Marathon. So you didn't get Wash and Wear Love, huh?
No, but I know the Detroit girl.
Okay.
I forget her.
Yeah. Walk on
Bobby
in my heart.
Smith.
Yes.
Yeah, Bobby Smith and Dreamgirls.
Absolutely, who did so many wonderful things like Mr. Fine. And the A side of Walk On Into My Heart was Miss Strongheart and all that. So good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And Bobby Smith sang with Willie Jones from the. I'm trying to think of the name of the group now, the Royal Jokers.
Okay.
They did a song together.
Yeah.
Bobby Smith and it's called Don't Leave Me.
Right.
And it's the same song as Stay Here by the Royal Jokers.
Right.
Off Echo. And that's a fine song if you ever get a chance to hear that.
I'm going to write that down because I think I have heard it, but okay. All right. That'll be fun.
And that was on Mr. Peacock label, I think.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's kind of an off-the-wall one off-the-wall song.
Right.
Or label.
Yeah, she was so underrated.
Yeah. In fact, that's one of my wife's favorite songs is Walk On In.
Really? All right.
Yeah, she
good taste.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know how they got on American Arts because that was a little Pittsburgh label. So, not really sure.
Yeah, I think there's some connection between Pittsburgh and Records we had from I'm trying to think of the guy's name now. We've talked to him about him before from Big Top and Twirl and Carlton because my friend's older brother, his band was there, Dick and the Team.
Okay, right.
And Mickey, they did Mickey Denton back to up.
All right.
Shannon. So Harry Balk.
Okay, sure.
His name.
Very big promoter, yeah. Too, of course.
Yeah, and I think he had some kind of promotion thing with Pittsburgh.
Probably. Probably, that would make sense.
Yeah. In the early 60s.
Yeah, I could see that. And, yeah, that was... Harry Balk was Detroit, which, of course, that would put him in with Bobby Smith for sure, and they did all that stuff with Irving Mechanic, the stuff for Big Top, and they had MB, and I think that Big Top was Johnny Beanstalk's label. His brother had been a big publisher, in fact, music publisher. His brother married the guy who had started Atlantic, the dentist, and left. No, actually, he wasn't a dentist. Herb Abramson. One of the Beanstalks,
right.
Herb Abramson.
Yeah, I recognize that name, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
For sure.
Yeah.
They also had Twirl Records. They had
right.
Casanova Brown by the Young Sisters.
Okay.
On Twirl. And Patty Young was their lead singer. And she did another duet with Mickey Denton, I believe it was. It's called... My Guy, My Girl.
Okay.
They were singing back and forth. You know, Mickey Denton was singing, my girl, and she was singing My Guy.
Yeah, right.
That was on IPG, Independent Producers Group label.
Okay.
IPG label.
And Twirl, that was Johnny and the Hurricanes.
Yeah, they were on there. That still came out of Harry Balk, so...
Right. Same duo, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then they went to New York. So I guess that's that makes sense that would ultimately be an American Arts connection. I can see it. All right.
Yeah. And I think somehow the Volumes had a connection there with American Arts as well.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, they had a record out on American Arts.
And, that Casanova Brown, the Young Sisters... Yeah. All right. I will look at that. Well, yeah, and the Volumes, yes, absolutely had something on Twirl. And, I think it was like Maintain Your Cool or something, but I don't know. And that was...
Yeah, I can't think of it right now. I have to look it up. I don't have it.
I'm pretty sure it was Maintain Your... And they were, of course, a Detroit group, and they had... they had been on a few things, of course, Chex originally, and Times Square, and Jubilee, and Old Town. And then that Old Town thing, I think between Old Town and Twirl, they were on American Arts for one record.
Yeah, I think they had one record. Then I came back to
Impact.
Inferno.
Impact before Inferno, Impact. Yes. And then one of Ollie McLaughlin's labels, Karen.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. Fun stuff. All right. Well,
yeah.
as usual, you know it all. I expect that.
You know more than I do. I just try to help out.
Oh, no. It's wonderful. It's always good to hear from you. Sorry you had to stay up. I hope you can sleep well.
thank you.
Okay, thanks.
We'll
appreciate
talk to you later.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Yeah, because sleep is sacred. I'm telling you what, as much as I want you to listen to the show, if you can actually get some sleep, I understand that. Boy, do I. All right, so we'll get to Dave on the North Side. He wants 1981 lyrics, okay. And Billy Bob's going to take more guesses on my apes here. Yes, zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure. They hoped to increase mating, and it did not work. But observers noted the apes favored three categories of television programming, and the first indeed was love songs, even though it didn't spur them into any action. But I want to know what were the next two. Name either one of them. It is a specific category of television show. And one of them, I guess you've seen them both. I hate to give you hints because I just I lead you astray, so I'll just leave it there and say there's another bumper stumper coming up in minutes here on WGN Radio.
Don't
I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? 1966 on Jamie. A couple of tasty singles on Jamie. Of course, that was the flip side of one of them in 1966. But before she was on Jamie, she was on Phillips briefly. So who is she? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, so there's another bumper stumper, and you've got the gorilla question, and we're going to get some more guesses on that. Then Dave on the north side wants lyrics from 1981. Oh, Andy in Los Angeles. Yes, we always stop down to do New York radio trivia. Why not? All right, and I promised Andy an easy question, actually. I was going to torture you again with WWRL, but no, we'll move back to WABC. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We all know about Robbie Young and Paul is dead, God knows. Who took over for him when Rick Sklar pulled him out of the studio?
Les Marchak, I think.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, yeah. Les did it until they hired a full-time guy.
Yeah, and he was young, wasn't he, like a teenager? Or
who?
He was young at the time.
Les Marchak?
Wasn't he like an intern there?
Yeah, well, he was doing that overnight news at the time. You know,
he
was kind of a staff announcer, and he did newscasts. And I mean, Robbie was pretty young too, actually. But he continued to host the overnight show until they hired a permanent replacement. So who was the replacement?
Was it Bob Lewis?
No.
Was it Charlie Greer come back? They had the all night show for a while.
No.
No. I can tell you it wasn't Bob Lewis. Can you give me a hint?
You would not have known him in the lineup otherwise.
Yeah. That's a hint?
Well, I don't know.
Is there an initial, like a first initial?
J.R.
J.R.?
Yeah.
That's a good question. J.R. there? He was, no, I don't know.
Well, and I would expect the first thing you probably would have thought about was Joey Reynolds, but it was Jay Reynolds.
Jay Reynolds. I always get those two mixed up, actually. Yeah. I hadn't heard either of them too much.
All right, good deal.
But he didn't stay there long at night, I don't think. But thank you for giving me an easy question.
Absolutely. We'll go back to something ridiculous next week. Okay, good. Good to talk to you. Okay, thanks. All right,
okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Add to his stash, you betcha. So let's see. Yeah, it was October 21st, 1969. Robbie knew he was going to be out of there because, I think it was January 68. He was there for a two-year contract, and he knew it wasn't going to get renewed. But, it's a long story. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. All right, we'll get to Billy Bob with more guesses on our gorillas. All right, Billy Bob, what do you think?
Hey, how you doing? I'm going to say that the answer is obliviously commercials.
No, not commercials.
Oh, and you notice nobody called in a 5x5 tonight?
That's it.
People out there in radio land, get on the ball.
Yeah, and you know, we have some wonderful, Lisa and Laura both gave me questions, so I'm ready.
Well, I just gave the radio listeners a hint. Maybe they'll give you a call then. Have a good evening.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And I haven't forgotten about those 1981 lyrics. I just haven't picked one yet, but I'm thinking about it. So it might be after the news, Dave, so just keep hanging on. In the meantime, James, of course, wants World War II, of course. Well, trivia, that is. We'll do something about that. But what do we have? I'm not sure about Karen and Madison here. So, Karen, welcome back to WGN Radio. Now, what is your category?
I was going to ask, just answer two of yours, but my category was just American cities.
Okay.
Anything to do with,
Okay.
American cities, if you can figure that out.
Okay.
Don't say the capital, I would, but you don't have. That's what I meant by it.
Well, do you do capitals? So I could do that.
Yeah, I can do capitals.
What's the capital of Kentucky?
Frankfurt.
All right, very good.
Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
It's absolutely true.
Then I want to I won't do the trivia.
You can try my trivia anyway. That's fine because okay. I'm not sure who's going to get our apes here. So what do you think?
Okay, I'll just say Tarzan movies.
No.
America. How about is there a National Geographic Channel?
Yeah, it's not that.
There. Okay. Well. That's probably all I got.
All right. Well, you knew Frankfurt. Good enough. Okay. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay. Well,
all
thanks.
Right. Good deal.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
I'll stay on.
All right. There we go.
Have a good night.
You too. Sorry. We're going to do 1950s cars with Brian and Seneca. Oh, there's so many from which to choose. Yes, indeed. So let's see. I believe that before we get to World War II and lyrics, because I got to find lyrics. Ralph wants charts, you see, and I actually charts are easy because they're in front of me. So, all right, Ralph in Rockford, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Roddy, for welcoming me back.
Always.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to do 1963, huh?
Yes, we have done a lot of 60s today.
All right.
61, 65, 60.
Well, let's see about
60.
We'll do it. I'm ready. Yeah. Number one, Fingertips Part 2.
Stevie Wonder.
Number two, Hello Mother, Hello Father.
Oh, boy, that was it.
Here I am in Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And I think we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
I think it was Alan Sherman.
Yes. Yeah. Number three, Candy Girl. Flip side was Marlena. Yes, the Four Seasons, absolutely. Number four, My Boyfriend's Back. But more interesting if they sung about her boyfriend's front, but they didn't. So, My Boyfriend's Back.
Well, those were the opposite of the devil, the angels.
Yes, number five, Judy's Turn to Cry.
Oh, that was Leslie Gore.
Yes, number six, Blowing in the Wind.
It was Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yes, number seven, Wipeout.
Oh, Safaris.
Yes, number eight, More. The instrumental version.
Wasn't it Kay Winding?
Yes,
Winding?
Absolutely, Kay Winding, you betcha. Okay, number nine, You're the Devil in Disguise.
Oh, that was Elvis.
Yes, and number ten, Denise.
Oh, that was the one. Randy and the Rainbow.
Absolutely right. All right, on Rust. Let's see how far you get. Number 11 would be If I Had a Hammer.
Oh, that was Trini Lopez, of course.
Number 12, Mockingbird.
Oh, that was that Mockingbird, that was Get Together by Mockingbird, that was... Oh, wasn't it very difficult? Wasn't it Inez Fox or something?
Absolutely. Inez Fox. Yeah. You betcha, and her brother. Yeah. But she's what's on the label, Inez Fox, on the symbol label. Number 13, Donka Shane.
Oh, boy, that was a... You forgot the diphthong. Shern would be S-H-O-E-N. It should be the diphthong, O with the double dot on it. So that was the guy from, who was it again? Let's see, I remember. He made a big impression on...
Las Vegas, all of it, yes.
Yeah, I remember that. That's the second. I have to think a little bit now. Donka Shane...
Well, don't worry about it. I got the news coming up, and you already won. But it would be, of course, Miss or Mister, depending on how you want to look at it. Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton.
All right, good deal. Hang on, don't go away. We got the news, and we got another hour of Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
It's time.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Okay, 1967 on Liberty. Who is it? 888-876-5593. 8888. Riley. All right. So, yeah, unknown at the time. Later, they'd be very well known. But, of course, no one ever really knew this song. And I thought it was the best thing they ever did. All right. So, I should have been busy, yeah, finding Dave's lyrics. But no, I was really just talking to, after talking to Ralph, thinking, you know, why on earth did they tell Wayne Newton that it was Donka Shane? Because, of course, it isn't. You know, it makes you wonder, like, thanks, Shane? Who's Shane? And I guess if he couldn't have done that correctly, why not Donka Zaya? I mean, you know, just as good and easier to say in English. Oh, well, all the things that I wonder about late at night, totally useless. So before we get back to lyrics, we're going to get back to charts here. Brian wants 1950. Oh, it's not car. Actually, it's cars, not charts. Oh, all right. Cars. We can do that. But let me tell you about our straggler, because this is going away at the end of the night tonight. That would be this hour. So less than an hour from now, I will reveal. Zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure, and they hoped to increase mating, and it did not work. But observers noted that the apes were interested in television. In fact, they favored three categories of programming. The first was indeed love scenes, even though it didn't spur them into action. But there were two others. Name one of them that the apes went ape over. Two others. So what would that be? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right. So with that in mind, now I've got to figure out 1981 lyrics here. You see, I've just been remiss on this. And in the meantime, let's see. Or James, World War II. Maybe I'll come up with something there quicker. I don't know. So James, how's it going?
How are you? I'll take a couple of shots at you.
Oh, yes. You know, I can count on you for that. So, yes, all you want.
Okay. I am going to say, sports.
Well, you can't say sports. We've already determined that, because that covers too many, many things. You'd have to pick a sport if you were going to do that.
Okay. I'm going to say baseball.
Nope.
Soccer?
Nope.
Okay. I would say basketball?
Nope.
Let's see. I'm going to say tennis?
Nope.
Track and field?
No, what is track and field? I mean, I sort of know, but oh, no. No.
No, okay. Let's see. Try for swimming?
Nope.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to...
Okay, bowling?
Nope.
Okay, I'm not getting any warmer.
Oh, no, you're really not. that goes, you are absolutely really not.
Okay.
But let's see what else we can...
I'll take one. I was going to say, let's see. I was going to say, news events of politicians and politicians, okay...
No.
Okay.
No news events as far as that goes. So I'm looking. I had the perfect question. Now I've lost it. How did this happen? My World War II trivia. It'll come back to me in moments. I hope. Anyway, I'm not sure, but we've got little known World War II questions here, and so let's see. Well. No. All right. That's not possible. We'll just move right on and say, of course, a lot of people would have loved to have changed the mind of Adolf Hitler, But one of them, interestingly, was committed to peace, and he wrote a letter to Hitler referring to him as dear friend, pleading for him to stop the war. Now, of course, we're not sure Hitler got them, but who was writing to his dear friend pleading for him to stop the war?
Oh, now this is interesting, because this is like the first one for me, even. Okay, I'm going to take a few shots at this.
Okay,
I will say Pope, the Pope?
No.
Okay. I was going to say Roosevelt?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say I'm going to go out there straight. Stalin?
No.
Oh, okay. We'll see now. Okay. When you eliminate some of the ones, let's see. Oh. I would, okay. Franco?
Nope.
Okay.
Now again, remember how I prefaced this. I've said he was one of the greatest peacemakers in the world, so clearly that would have let Stalin out on your guess there. But
okay. I'm going to say Baron de Coubertin, the founder of the modern Olympics?
Nope. You ready to give up?
I'm going to take one last shot.
Okay.
I'm going to say, I don't even know if the head of, let's see, the... Oh, goodness, one of the great peacemakers, and I'm trying to think of that time, during that period.
I think you're ready to give up. Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi he lived until 1948.
Yeah, that would have a little bit surprised him, but actually not surprised him, because I don't think he liked war too much.
Well, that he was one of the greatest peacemakers of the world. That's why I said that. I mean, who would be more likely to own that title during World War II than Mahatma Gandhi?
Yeah. So
he wrote to dear friend to stop the war. It didn't work.
No.
All right.
I sent you a few.
Yes, you did, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Okay. You have a nice day.
Okay, thanks.
That was an interesting story. Thank you.
Oh, good. Okay, bye. All right, so now we got our lyrics together, don't we know? And this is Dave on the north side. Oh, no, Dave, you hung up? Or did I hang up on Dave? I couldn't have. I hope not. Dave, call back, because I've got your lyrics. A lot of good that'll do you here he comes. All right, he is calling back. All right, so I thought, I feel bad when I actually hang up on you. All right, so Dave, on the north side, are you with us?
Yeah.
1981 lyrics, big hit. You ready?
Okay.
It's not the things you do that tease and hurt me bad, but it's the way you do the things you do to me.
Mm.
don't know. It sounds like Eric Clapton.
No. Give you another line, and maybe you'll pick it. Every girl wants you to be her man, but I'll wait, my dear, till it's my turn.
Any chance I can hear the song?
No.
That's, no, not today.
No, that, well, that's not what lyrics is about.
Well, sometimes you do. So.
Yeah, well, no. This is a big, big, big hit record.
Yeah, your singing isn't cutting it.
Well, intentionally. Well, I'll give you the line that's going to give it to you. And if this doesn't give it to you, then be ashamed. Are you ready?
It sounds familiar, but it's just like...
Okay, hey. I'm going to give you the line that will give it away. But when I do, if you don't get it, be ashamed, very ashamed. Here we go. I'm not the kind of girl who gives up just like that.
Oh, no. Oh, no, this... But something...
Huge hit. People are screaming at their radios.
Yeah, but they are. You got me again.
Blondie, the tide is high, but I'm holding on. I'm going to be your number one. I'm not the kind of girl who gives up just like that. Oh, no.
If you played it, I would have got it.
Well, of course. The whole purpose of lyrics, actually, is that you don't get to hear the song.
Sometimes you do.
Occasionally, because I've been kind to you. But no, we're putting you in regular lyrics rotation now.
I just figured you're like loose with the rules.
Nah.
Some nights you do it, some nights you don't.
Well, that was such a that was such a big hit. There was nothing I was going to do to help.
Yeah, the last line I should have known, but yeah, I just didn't recognize
it. Yeah, I'm not the kind of girl who gives up just like that. Oh no.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out the next line. And I was like, eh.
The time is
high. You know, actress named, I think her name is Shelley Fabre.
Oh, not only actress, but sort of singer as well. Shelley Fabre was Johnny Angel, of course. You know, played on the Donna Reed Show, played in Mary, I think. But yes, poor Shelley. Yeah. Shelley did not want to sing. In fact, she couldn't sing. And she was, in fact, I did an interview with her once, and she even said that the only thing wrong with Johnny Angel is I didn't know how to sing. She literally was threatened with her job if she didn't. Because the producer of that show was making money, and they got Paul Peterson to do some stuff like My Dad or whatever. That was later, actually. But and so he actually went to her and said, "Do you like being on the show?" And she said, "Oh, yes." He said, "Then you're going to be singing." And so she did. And, of course, later she was in Coach and all that. But, yeah, Shelley Fabre, I think she was about 81. She was Annette Funicello's closest friend, and she was married to Lou Adler for a zillion years, although they didn't live together. They did for 2 years, and then they were, like, separated for decades or something. So, yeah.
I heard she passed away yesterday.
Yes, she did. 81.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's an honor to you. You could play one of her songs.
Maybe tomorrow night.
Yeah. And,
it won't be Johnny Angel.
I got another request. Guitar Matt Murphy, if you remember
them. Let me get this sheet of paper out so I don't lose you. All right. Guitar Man Murphy, all right.
Yeah. That song is called The Blues Alone.
Okay.
And I think it might be either him or it might be under, like, Memphis Slim.
Okay. I'll find it.
Do you know, is him and Memphis Slim, they're not brothers, right?
No. Call me tomorrow night and we can talk about things like that. Just
right,
not on trivia.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it. All right, because, you see, this happens. It happens every week. We get toward the end of the show and every line in the place is full, and I want to make sure we get to everybody tonight before the show is over. And a half hour from now, of course, I'm revealing our zookeeper's question, what the gorillas were watching, and you know all about that. You got another bumper stumper coming up in moments, too, right here on WGN Radio.
Find him.
Well-known, maybe not by group name, but individually, 1961 on Challenge. So, Son-in-Law came out, of course, after Mother-in-Law, don't you know? Kind of a quasi-answer record to that. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. We're going to talk about 1950s cars with Brian. I think we'll talk about some very dynamic styling, if you will. He'll be the judge of that, I guess. So zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure, hoping to increase mating, and it didn't work. But observers noticed that the apes favored three categories of programming: love scenes, even though it didn't spur them into action. What are the next two? Name either one of them. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Music at its finest. In fact, Doug Manning wrote that. He's not singing it, though. 2006 on a KPH CD, all under one roof. Who is he? So hung up on you. 888-876-5593. Sadly died about 3 or 4 years ago now and already missed. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. Now, let's see what we can do here. I'll again repeat the question. We're going to defer to people who want to try to answer it, since I'll reveal it at the end of the night. Zookeepers in Frankfurt rigged up a television set in front of the gorilla enclosure. They hoped to increase mating. It didn't work. But observers noted the apes favored three categories of programming. The first, indeed, was love scenes, even though it didn't spur them into action. What were the next two? Name either one of them. All right, so what does Rita in Harwood Heights think? Welcome to WGN Radio, Rita. Nope, we lost Rita. All right. Whatever Rita thought, she gave up. So we'll free a line if she wants to call back. But the deal is that I'm kind of wasting a couple seconds here because I see on the screen that Daniel is a first-time caller. And we absolutely defer to first-time callers. So Daniel, who is in Carpentersville, welcome to WGN Radio. Let's say the big hello here. How's it going, Daniel? Thank you for joining us.
It's going great on a lovely night home from work.
Yay. All right. I like that. So what do you think?
I'm surprised I haven't heard it yet. How about game shows?
No. And actually, in the first hour, somebody tried that. Nope.
I missed.
That's right. You got any other thoughts?
The banana splits.
Yeah. No, it's not cartoons either. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, nice to meet Daniel. Hopefully he'll call us back sometime. So let's see what we got with Karen in Chicago. Going to take some guesses. What do you think, Karen?
Hi. Yeah. Thank you for taking my call.
Always.
How about Dancing with the Stars?
Nope.
I thought sure it'd be a dancing competition. Okay. Animal Planet?
No. That'd be a whole channel.
Oh, shoot. The Monkees?
No.
I don't know. I sure don't know. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Try.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay. All right. So good guesses, but no, not a chance. So it's a type of, I'd say it's a category of programming. Josiah, first-time caller in Janesville, Wisconsin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you for having me. I think I have an answer to the zookeeper question.
Okay.
Would it happen to be either wrestling or MMA?
No, but you're probably a lot closer than a lot of people.
Okay. What about boxing?
No.
Okay.
But you're, like I say, you're, you know, it's not, but you're closer. God knows it's not cooking or medical, but, you know, yeah, I would expect that someone would have to be proficient in this in order to actually do mixed martial arts, but it wouldn't be considered mixed martial arts.
Okay.
And they do have competitions in it.
Would it be powerlifting?
I'm going to give it to you. It's weightlifting.
Okay, yeah, basically the same thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. Close enough that I'm going to give you. That's very good. All right, Josiah. The prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get something. Eventually, you get a certificate, which is a lot of fun, and something you don't want, like a 45 or an 8-track or something like that, a comic book. But like I say, it takes forever. You really did it for the fun of it. But we will eventually, hopefully while you're still walking, get you something. So hold on. We'll get your address. Thank you for playing, and call me again. Don't go away.
Okay, thank you.
So, good deal. So, yeah, all right. So, weightlifting is one of them. And so now we just have to know the other one. So, put Josiah on hold, and we will say, so, love scenes, yes, they love that, and they love their weightlifting, but there's one other category, and no one has come close to this one at all. All right, so maybe that will be you. Anna in Beloit is going to take some guesses. So, Anna, welcome back to WGN Radio. Well, no, wait a minute. What am I doing here? I guess we lost Anna, I guess. I think we did. Call me back if we didn't lose you, Anna, but I think she's gone now. So we'll move over to cars. Brian and Seneca, welcome back to WGN Radio.
It's great to be here. And first off, the first of now three after I've placed them all, because you still owe me wishing you were here by Chicago. This request, believe it or not, had nothing to do with your straggler question. It is called Solfeggio by Robert Maxwell, his harp and orchestra, backed up by the Ray Charles Singers.
I know the song, actually.
Known as the song of the Nairobi Trio.
Yeah, I actually know this. All right, yes, yes, and the Nairobi Trio is just great. All right, I'll do it.
And on the second new request, is the hardest working song in show business, Toot Sweet, or It's Really Love?
Okay. All right. Yes, Solfeggio will be a lot of fun.
It's also known as Johnny's Theme from The Tonight Show. The hardest working song in show business.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. So certainly the most money. Let's talk about 50s cars. And actually, the 1957 slogan for this full line of cars. Are you still with me? Brian, don't hang up. I swear I didn't touch anything. Brian will have to call back. That is terrible. I've got his question and everything. Oh, man. All right, but we got another first-time caller, and that's exciting to me. So Tim is a first-time caller in Marion, Iowa. Welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling, Tim.
Thanks for taking my call, Raleigh.
What do you
Love
think?
Love your show.
Thank you.
Well, nobody's guessed like Westerns or Cowboys and Indians.
It is not Westerns.
Okay.
Any other options here?
Oh, I had one, but I didn't write it down.
Oh, we can call back.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, so yeah, not Westerns. All right, but we are returning us to Brian here. And I swear I did not hang up on him. I really didn't. Then we'll do American Lit with Alex and Round Lake. I already picked out a question on that. So, okay, Brian, now here we go. So this is 1957 famous advertising slogan, and it wasn't for a particular model. It was actually for a particular make. So 1957, suddenly, it's 1960.
That would be the products of the Chrysler Corporation.
Well, actually,
and in 1960,
wait. Yes, Chrysler is the parent company, but it was not an advertisement for Chrysler overall. It was for one particular line.
Plymouth.
Yes. Absolutely right, and that's what it was. It was for Plymouth, and I'll tell you what, the styling, which, you know, you could decide if you liked it or was hideous, but it took Ford and GM off guard completely. Plymouth surged in sales that year, so yes, suddenly it's 1960. You're right.
It did, and of course, 3 years later, when it was 1960, and the styling was stale, and
yes,
the facelift was not anytime soon in coming, they got hit back with the counter slogan, suddenly it's 1957.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Now, of course, of all the 50s, to me, there is one standout car. And I can't ask you a trivia question because, of course, it's just my taste. But as far as I'm concerned, it was just the absolute best. I mean, the best in tail fins and abundant chrome and all that. And that, of course, would be the 59 Eldorado Baritz. Just a beautiful car.
Yeah, it had it's not a bad car. There's 59 Cadillacs I liked a little bit better. That would be the first year of the Pininfarina Eldorado
right.
Brougham.
Yeah,
which were a little bit more restrained in their styling than the mainline Cadillacs. They were trying to build Rolls-Royce cars for Rolls-Royce prices, and they were slightly more successful than Lincoln.
All right.
Because they did not have Strange Brew in their management scheme.
You're absolutely right, and I'm going to move on because I want to try to get everybody in here, but you are a winner. As usual, hang on, don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593. There's one more bumper stumper coming up, and you'll hear it in moments right here on WGN Radio. And to our first-time caller. Well, actually, if you're on hold, you may be hearing this. I'm not sure, but it's otherwise it's totally dead until after the commercial break. I don't know. Do callers hear the feed from GN or not?
What?
On this particular studio, do callers hear the feed from GN?
I don't think so.
I don't think they do either. All right, so we're not sure, but that's the bottom line. So don't go away, Tim, a first-time caller. All right. Well, actually, Tim, Tim, I think won. So hang on, you got to get Tim. All right, we'll get it together sooner or later.
But you belong to another.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so I think we've got it together here. That'll be the day. Now, we are 6 minutes, 7 minutes away from being off the air, so I will absolutely, absolutely defer to any of your trivia guests. We know that the apes, the gorillas, enjoyed the love scenes and weightlifting. There's one other category, so let's see if you can do it. Rita in Harwood Heights is going to take a guess. All right, so Rita, what do you think?
Well, I was wondering about religion.
No.
And
I love it, though. No.
No?
No.
Not Bishop Sheen? No?
No, 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 no. We'll throw all the religious shows, Pat Robertson and the rest of them, out the window. Nope.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate right. it. Uh-huh. Yes. No Creflo Dollar. No, nobody. Nobody. Absolutely. We could go on and on with that. All right. So let's see what we're doing here. Anna and Beloit's going to take some guesses. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi.
What's up? What do you think?
Well, my first guess was Western, so somebody got that, and that wasn't right. Or was it? No, it wasn't. They got was weightlifting. But my next one would have been car racing.
Yes, we have a winner.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah. Yes, auto racing. That is the second most favorite. Yes, gorillas. Yeah, I know they can probably do commercials now saying that they own the gorilla demo. Okay, hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, absolutely. Now, the prizes are worthless, but hang on. Don't go away.
Yeah.
So yes, that's it. The gorillas like weightlifting, auto racing, and love scenes, not necessarily in that order. All right. Congratulations. Anna was absolutely right. So let's there move back onto your questions. Alex in Round Lake, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I can't complain. I got a question for you.
Okay.
All right. This author is known for her poetic descriptions of prairie life in Nebraska. Her novels are particularly characterized by their strong-willed female immigrants. Oh, Pioneers was the first book in a series that also included something named after a Walt Whitman poem. Who is it?
Oh, Oh, Pioneers, and I know her other novel. I can't think of her name.
Yeah, the Walt Whitman poem was My Anthonia.
Yeah, right. Drawing a blank. Starts with an E.
Starts with a W.
Oh, Willa Cather.
There you go. All right, we have a winner.
Well, with your help.
Well, that's all right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Yeah.
All right. So, absolutely, yes. Willa Cather, whoever that might be. All right. So, now, let's see. Alex knows all when it comes to this. I know absolutely nothing. So, let's see what we've got with, what are we going to do here? We'll be doing Seinfeld trivia also, but we have Mark in Aurora. We have a Star Trek question, and John took absolute pity on you and asked you an easy question.
Oh, okay.
What is Spock's hometown?
Oh.
And I'll say that it's located on the planet Vulcan.
Well, I knew that.
And it's the home city of Spock's father, Ambassador Sarek.
Yeah, and I mean, I should know this one because I've seen the episodes that contain it several times, but I'm blanking.
Oh, Shakar.
Yeah. Shakar?
Shakar, S-H-I-K-A-H-R,
oh, Shakar. Yeah, no, I honestly didn't remember that one. Okay.
Wow, all right, well, good deal, thanks, appreciate it, talk to you next week. All right, so there you are, yes, Shakar. Yeah, everyone's been there, yeah, right. All right, so I just figured that that Mark would know, but obviously we have John who came up with a terrific question. Now, let's talk to Jeff in Homewood. How's it going, Jeff?
Going okay, how are you?
All right, so we're doing this Seinfeld trivia. We haven't run out of Seinfeld questions yet, huh? All right, let's see what
it's
we...
up to you.
Well, no, you're the one asking for the category. So George Costanza, throughout the series, he used a fake name. What was it?
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Butt Naked?
Art Vandelay.
Oh, Art Vandelay. You wanted that one. He used a couple of names.
Well, that's the one I was after.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for trying.
Bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Dave called back because he wants Gunsmoke trivia. All right, you'll close it out tonight. Dave, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so let's see about some Gunsmoke trivia. I assume you insist on multiple choice, no doubt. So let's see what we can do here. Well, there's answers. That's okay. We want ones that are. Let's see. All right. So here we go. We're going to talk about famous stars on. All right. Yeah. Well, you may do well at this. You never know. Let me see the answer, and I'll know if it's going to be easy or not for you. I think it will be. Let's see. Yeah, you should know this. This should be a gift. And that is whose Gunsmoke role was spun into a whole series? Was it Victor French, Dak Rambo, Phil Carey, or Richard Jekyll? No, you got to give me a name.
The second name.
Dak Rambo?
Yeah.
You are absolutely right.
I got lucky. I just guessed.
And so you have no idea what the deal was. All right.
No, no clue about the series either.
Well, it was in the Pike Dirty Sally episode with Jeanette Nolan as Sally and Dak Rambo as Cyrus Pike. And Pike was a bank robber who was wounded on the run trying to escape capture, obviously, by Dylan. Falling unconscious from his horse, he's later rescued by Sally and her mule. She nurses him back to health. In the meantime, Sally and Cyrus develop a tender and trusting relationship. And it was a spinoff of Dirty Sally. It lasted for 13 episodes.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah, see Dirty Sally and check that out.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, thanks. So that pretty much is a wrap. We'll have a new question next week because you finally got our straggler, and that was absolutely wonderful. I've got seconds, and Fran gets them, actually. She knows some bumpers. All right, so Fran, what'd you hear you know?
Did you play Laura Nyro?
No, I did not play any Laura Nyro.
I thought I heard Laura Nyro. Okay, never mind.
And you're right, she does pronounce it Nyro, but I don't. Anyway,
I never can remember whether it's Nyro or Nyro. See, I know I just love her.
Yeah, she called it Nyro because her real name was Nigro, and she didn't like that. And so.
Oh, I can understand why.
Right, and mm-hmm. So she said, well, I'm not going to be Nigro, I'll be Nyro. So that's where it came from. But the last song I played was not Laura Nyro, it was The Orlans.
Oh, my goodness. I should. I usually know the Orlans when I hear them.
Yeah. So. No, it's early Orlans from, actually, it's not early Orlans. It's late early. I thought this was an earlier song, but 1965 on Cameo. All right. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Okay, bye. All right. So, as far as the bumpers. In case you're wondering, we'll run down real quickly because I got about 20 seconds. The Moon Glows, Don't Be Afraid of Love. Lynn Varnado, Wash and Wear Love. The Marathons, Don't Know Why. Little Guy and the Giants did It's You. Bobby Smith, Walk On Into My Heart. The Jokers did Whisper. And Andrea did Don't Stop Looking. Hourglass, Out of the Night. Blossom, Son-in-Law. Gary Brown, So Hung Up on You. And the Orlans did Envy. All right, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling, which is what makes the show a pleasure to do. 21 hours from now, we'll reconvene. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Toucan Play That Game, plus Mutton But Trouble, and You Dog. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Speaking Bad, a Rotterdam, Netherlands lockup went full jungle. Cops detained a man who arrived with a rare toucan. But before booking was finished, the feathered fugitive flapped free, flying through the police station as overwhelmed officers scrambled after Tenacious T. The boundary-breaking bird was safely captured and sent to a wildlife shelter. As for the man, his wings were clipped. Bad getaway. The Northern Cape of South Africa has a sheep-snatching shocker. Cops say crooks commandeered 25 sheep, then caught their pickup pulling a trailer with one woolly witness wedged under nets. The trail took the South African Police Service to a slaughterhouse where the other 24 were found already butchered. Three men busted, one bolted. You gotta be kidding me. Pet off my lawn. Some guy in Florida got hot steaming mad over man's best fiend next door. Seems dog day after goon let his pooches fertilize soiled brat's lawn, and that's when cops say Fling of the Hill started a literal mud-slinging fest, discharging dog dirt right back in the dude's direction. By the time the two filthy animals were done with their bunch and duty show, one dirty rotten scoundrel was in the pound, facing charges for dastardly discharges. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.